Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is May 9th, and that's a Monday. So I just sat here for about 7 minutes reading the news and going over everything. And then I looked up at my timeline I'm working with through the program Audacity, which is what we record on at Eastern Sierra Now. And it wasn't recording the whole time, so grrr. So I'll go back to the beginning. It's a good thing I like to read. We're going to start with some Mammoth news. This came straight out of the Mammoth Town newsletter. And just some stuff that's happening in the great town of Mammoth Lakes. The town, in partnership with Mammoth Disposal, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, and Volunteer Eastern Sierra, has scheduled a defensible space and community cleanup event Friday, May 13th and Saturday, May 14th. Take pride in our town by volunteering on Saturday, May 14th to beautify our streets, parks, trails, and public spaces. Drop by Footloose Sports on May 14th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. to collect complimentary trash bags, a community cleanup map, and recycling information, along with other helpful cleanup tips. Protect your property from wildfires by creating and maintaining defensible space around your home May 13th and 14th. The defensible space zones start from building, structures, and decks up to 100 feet of the property line. You can promote a healthy defensible space zone by removing ground litter and trimming up trees to 15 feet. Pick up your free bags now from the Town of Mammoth Lakes office or at Footloose Sports on Saturday, May 14th. The link is at Eastern Sierra Now if you'd like to know more about that. Last week, Public Service Recognition Week is what it was named from the town council. Let's see what that's all about. In honor of the millions of public employees at the federal, state, county, and town levels on May 4th, Town Council approved a proclamation declaring May 1st through 7th as Public Service Recognition Week in the town of Mammoth Lakes. Recognition? It's recognition. Good job, Jess. Day in and day out, public servants provide the diverse services demanded by the American people of their government with efficiency and integrity. Town staff provide services to this community, including park and road maintenance, public safety, planning and permitting, community recreation programs, and many other services that contribute to our vibrant community. The town has many volunteers, including the Town Council, Planning and Economic Development Commissioners, Parks and Recreation Commissioners, Police Department volunteers, Parks and Recreation volunteers, and many other who support valuable town services. It's an honor to serve. And we thank all of you for all of that. And it looks like you're getting your own week. So that's cool. This one I'm excited about. Bird, the company, will be deploying, not the finger gesture, will be deploying their eco-friendly electric scooters in Mammoth Lakes prior to Memorial Day weekend. The startup phase of this project involves Bird delivering 50 electric scooters to the town as part of a pilot program. The e-scooters can be used to replace gas-powered car trips and going to the store, meeting up with friends, exploring the community, and taking many other daily trips. Bird aims to make towns and cities more livable by reducing car trips, traffic, and carbon emissions. The company's scooters developed by an in-house team of leading engineering and vehicle design experts, offer residents or visitors without cars another transportation option. Scooters are permitted on paths and trails that are currently authorized for e-bikes. However, they are limited to specific areas throughout the town, not permitted in Lakes Basin, and have built-in speed limits, slow zones, no riding zones, and preferred parking areas. Bird is partnering with a local fleet manager who will be responsible for staging the scooters around town, responding to feedback submitted through the free Bird app, maintenance and repairs, and the regular rebalancing of scooters. Scooter riders need to be 18 years or older and have a valid driver's license and are recommended to wear a helmet. Bird scooters cost $1 to unlock and a per minute fee, which can be found in the app thereafter. All you need to rent one is your smartphone and a credit card. So please click at the link on Eastern Sierra Now for more additional information. I love me some Bird scooters, I'm not going to lie. Amy and I had a hell of a time in Salt Lake City right when quarantine started. There was no one there. It was like a zombie apocalypse. The entire town was empty. There was sagebrush. It was crazy. So we jumped on Bird scooters and just bombed all over Salt Lake City for like 2 days straight. It was awesome. And then this last weekend, I was actually in Beverly Hills this last week and rented one. And I was trying to get over to restaurant, and there was an old dog walking on the sidewalk, and I didn't want to freak him out because I didn't know if he like couldn't hear or couldn't see or what. And there was a lady with a leash, of course. And so I tried to slow down, and they were kind of blocking the whole way. So I went to bunny hop off of the curb so I wouldn't wind up scaring the dog, because I didn't want to do that. Well, the thing with bird scooters is they are quite heavy because there is a big electric battery on it. There's a motor on it. So instead of bunny hopping, I pretty much nosedived and endoed right over the end of that sucker. And I managed to catch myself and kind of throw my hips out a little bit. Might have sprained my groin. But the worst part was the back end of the scooter whipped around because I had the nose part of the scooter touching the ground, but the back end wasn't. So it whipped around and caught me in the back of my leg and ripped the crap out of my ankle. And it was awesome. But you know what? I didn't scare the dog, and that's what matters. For those of you that are dog lovers, you completely understand where I'm coming from with that. But don't let that dissuade you from the bird scooters. I think they're awesome. They're a really cool way to get around. It's super fun. Makes it just that much more fun for tourists and people cruising around on them. We'll see how it goes if people are being safe and, you know, not being crazy. But the only real complaint I've heard about bird scooters in the past is that they're lying all over the place and it just is nasty and in the way. I mean, they're all over LA. That's where I was all week. Everywhere I went, you can see these scooters lying all over the place from different companies. But that being said, it wasn't like trash. It didn't look nasty. It's just there's a scooter, just like you'd see a bike. And there are Mammoth's going to be using preferred parking places, and how that works through the app. This was something I actually noticed this weekend and I thought was really interesting. When you go to park it, you have to take a picture of it and where you've parked it at, because then if it's not where you're supposed to park it, they charge you another fee to your credit card for that. So people are going to be forced to park it where they're supposed to be parked. So that'll be nice. That's a good way to keep it from just being laying in the middle of a road somewhere and that kind of stuff. So it should be pretty cool. I'm all for them. I think it'd be pretty great. Here's our favorite, Mammoth Lakes Tourism. They are having a community open house that is tomorrow, May 10th. They want to see you in person and buy you a drink or two. Sweet, going for two. Please join MLT for their 2022 Spring Community Open House on Tuesday, May 10th, upstairs at Burgers from 5 to 7. Refreshments and snacks will be provided. Expect to hear the latest from Mammoth Lakes Tourism, including their overarching plans for the 22-23 fiscal year, as well as provide feedback on how to best to communicate with you these days. We know the pandemic has changed a lot of things for a lot of people. In addition, staff look forward to reconnecting in person with the community. Oh, isn't that been nice too, going out to these events? I got to hang out with all the MLT guys about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago at this point, opening of fishing season, whenever that was. There was an event in Bishop, and I got to hang out with Erdy and everybody else that was part of it. Such a cool group, such a fun, you know, they're great. I couldn't say enough about MLT. I think they're wonderful. So I will definitely be there tomorrow. So let's meet up. And we'll let them buy us drinks and then we can hang out. All right, couple town meetings coming up to know about is May 11th, Planning and Economic Development, 18th, Town Council, 25th, Town Council, June 1st, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, June 1st, Town Council, June 7th, Parks and Rec. And you can visit the town's website for meeting agendas and to watch the meetings live, as well as at Eastern Sierra Now. You can find all of that information. It looks like there's a couple other things here. If you'd like to know more about what's going on in Mammoth, head over and check out this ad. It's really well done. Kayla Barton, who is our newest employee, has put this together and she's done a wonderful job of that. So reach out and just leave a comment thanking Kayla for doing such a good job on the website. She's been handling all of the postings for this last week and will continue for the future. So that is wonderful. Let's move on to something else. So we got to get through this. We're already 8 minutes deep. Eastern Sierra Community Chorus Spring Concert is Saturday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. That's at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Mammoth. That's 58 Ranch Road. Nancy Holland is the director. Richard Hine is the accompanist. Special guests, Mammoth High School Choir. And they do such a good job. You're going to want to see it just for that alone, much less everybody else. It should be a pretty cool event. I will be there for sure. Mike Hammers is director, which also says a lot because he is wonderful. And here's the best part, free admission. They do want donations if you can, but if not, perfectly fine. Free admission. It's going to be a pretty great event. I've heard nothing but wonderful stuff. So head over and check that out, would you? So, young Master Bertray, who is our newest intern at Eastern Sierra now, has sent us just a little heads up about what happened at the JV Bishop Broncos baseball game this weekend. Let me read it for you. Saturday, May 7th, the JV Bishop Broncos baseball played Truckee Wolverines for a doubleheader to end the season, with the Wolverines winning game 1, 14-0, and winning game 2, 15-0. During game 1, Noah Cathy started for the Broncos pitching and finished the whole game with a total of 5 strikeouts. Truckee's starter pitcher was Parker Bacon, also pitching the whole game and having a total of 15 strikeouts during the first game. Game 2, Broncos starter pitcher was Andrew Rosga, who had 2 strikeouts. Jameson Wolf closed the game for the Broncos. Truckee's starting pitcher was Kevin Cabrera, who had 9 strikeouts. So, thanks for checking in with us on that, Birch, and good job. And he is on the team, so sorry you guys lost. But it happens, you know, that's the way it goes. You just keep plugging along, and pretty soon you'll be on varsity. And, you know, I don't think anybody can beat the varsity, at least this year it doesn't seem like. So, looking forward to that, young man. And thank you for helping us out. We got a couple of high school sports news bits here, but real quick, I want to read this because this was exciting and I love it. We have a movie review about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness from our very own movie guru, Manuel Ruiz. Taking another adventure through the multiverse, the new installment from the MCU is a thrill ride from start to finish, furthering the excitement of what Marvel Studios will bring in a new blend of action and horror. It's a perfect fit for Doctor Strange, which has a psychedelic undertone that really makes this film stand out from the other Marvel classics we're used to. In the film, Dr. Stephen Strange casts a forbidden spell that opens the doorway to the multiverse, including alternate versions of himself, whose threat to humanity is too great for the combined forces of Strange, Wong, and Wanda Maximoff. These stages of the MCU film are heading for another big epic conclusion like Infinity War or Endgame. Doctor Strange 2 has plot elements about the multiverse that help connect the dots to other Marvel-branded films that may have not been apparent before to fans. We even see them jumping into the Marvel-Sony universe, which we don't see often. For the diehard Marvel fans, there are Easter eggs spread throughout that even the most eagle-eyed fans will have to watch multiple viewings to catch reference to past and upcoming adaptations. As previously mentioned, Doctor Strange 2 is not director Sam Raimi's first dabble into Marvel or even comic book films before. Raimi seems to tap into his horror background in this film, and that is rarely seen in many superhero films, let alone a Marvel film. Some sequences feel like they can be straight out of a supernatural story, which is sure to give audiences a new experience, as well as a couple jump scares, I'll vouch for that. Though this is a standard Marvel adventure, the film has a darker edge to it than most. Doctor Strange offers new thrills that may scare younger audiences, so do your research before taking your kids. Doctor Strange 2 Multiverse of Madness is rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence and action, frightening images, and some languages. Well, actually, there are languages. That's actually an important part of it. I have to say, I saw it this weekend, and it was fantastic. I can't give anything away because I'm not a spoiler kind of type of fella, but there is a lot of stuff that really is wonderful for us hardcore nerds, and there's stuff that's just really cool, even if you're not a nerd. But that being said, there was a lot of talk about this movie being the next biggest thing that there ever was. And don't go into it like that. I'm not saying it's not wonderful, but I walked out a little bit disappointed because I bought the speculation that this was going to be the greatest, wondrous, most cool Marvel movie that ever was, and everything is so important. And there is huge, big, important stuff, but it's, you know, go into it just expecting a cool movie, and you will leave there thinking this was amazing. So, that's that. And hey, if you have any comments on this, you want to talk about it, don't leave any spoilers in our comments, but you can write me at info@easternsierranow.com if you have any questions about the film, or you just want to talk about it because you're a nerd and you know I'm a nerd and we'll talk about it for hours. Feel free, hit me up. All right, let's get on to the high school sports. So the Bishop Broncos had three pitchers that combined in a no-hitter to gain victory over California City. Bishop Broncos' three pitchers didn't allow a single hit as Bishop Broncos defeated California City 14-2 on Friday. AC Valdivia pitched the first three innings with no walks and 7 strikeouts. Jake Frigerio pitched the next three innings with 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Albert Cano closed the game with 3 walks and 1 strikeout. Bishop Broncos secured the victory thanks to 8 runs in the 7th inning. Bishop Broncos put the pressure on, led by singles by Cano and Jonathan Thompson, by Kennedy Batchelder, a ground out by Riley Yropkin, by AC Valdivia and an error on a ball put in play by Kane Amahandro. Bishop Broncos got things started in the second inning. Erokin singled on a 3-2, scoring two runs. Bishop Broncos saw the ball well today, racking up 12 hits in the game. Kano Thompson, Erokin, and Reese Dondero all collected multiple hits for the Bishop Broncos. Dondero, Erokin, Thompson, and Kano each collected two hits to lead Bishop Broncos. The Bishop Broncos didn't commit a single error in the field. The Broncos stole eight bases during the game as two players stole more than one. Amahandro led the way with three. So Albert Kano had 2-for-1, 1 RBI. Riley Yerobkin, 2-for-4, 3 RBIs. Jonathan Thompson, 2-for-4, 2 RBIs. Caleb Gillum, 1-for-1. Kane Amahandro, 1-for-4, 2 RBIs. AC Valdivia, 1-for-6. Reese Dondero, 2-for-3. Kennedy Batchelder, 1-for-3, 1 RBI. And this has been my favorite baseball post of the year. You want to know why? Because I actually have pictures. I can't tell you how many times I've asked for pictures. Pictures. So, and this, in all honesty, wasn't even sent to me. I stole it from Facebook. But hey, we have pictures of the boys out there actually playing. So if you're interested in seeing what we got, come over and check that out. I did find it on Facebook, so there were some more pictures there. There's like 25 or 26 total, and I don't have room for all that. So I just picked some that I thought were pretty good. So head over and check that out, and well done, boys, on your game. Speaking of game, we got the softball scores. Bishop Broncos softball loses, unfortunately, to Cal City 6-9. That was on May 6th is when this game happened, by the way. Geneva Molina pitched, giving up 9 runs on 7 hits, 7 Ks, 2 walks, and 1 hit batter. The team gave up 5 unearned runs. Offensively, Maddie Torres had 3 hits and for a triple. Kayla Jackson had 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 runs scored. Bailey Momberg, 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 run scored. Jada Jackson had 2 hits, 1 run scored. Geneva Molina had 1 hit, double, and 1 run scored. And Sienna Fuller scored 1 run. As a team, they left 8 runners on base. This is the second loss in the league. Well, hey, that's still good. You know, it sucks that they lost, but hey, they only lost 2. So, you know, good job, girls. You gave it your all, and that's, you can't win them all. Okay, we got some more stories. We're going to leave them for tomorrow, so we have something just in case nothing comes out tomorrow. So if you want to see anything else on Eastern Sierra Now, head over there to the.com. Check that out. Check out our social media. You know, that's still growing really well. Our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter. Go check those out. Those are pretty great. The easiest way, of course, to get our news is to subscribe through our email. And that's just on the main page over on the right on the blue column. You'll see it there. It says email address. Type it in, hit subscribe. Boom. You're going to get every single story we post. We are currently working on a cool idea, I think, for our email to be able to put in what you want to be updated on. So that way, if you're not into sports, but you really want to know about skiing in Mammoth, well, then you'll only get reports on stuff that's when skiing stuff comes out. You know what I mean? So you want to know about the schools, but you don't want to know about local business. Okay, there you go. You'll just get school stuff. That'll make it cool for everybody. It makes it easy. You don't have to waste your time looking at stuff that doesn't matter to you. You can really personalize your news that way. You know, and that's that way you don't have to skip anything. You can just get what you want. That wasn't a dig. Why would you say that, Jesse? You know who I haven't talked about in a while, and I think deserves it? Giovanni's Pizza. Have you ate at Gio's? Yeah, it's fantastic. Everything I've ever had there is wonderful. Victoria is amazing, the lady that owns it. The bar is great in there. Family atmosphere is great in there. You can just order your pizzas and go home. I mean, it's great. It's easy to get to. There's plenty of parking. I couldn't say more about Gio's. If you're in Mammoth, you go to Gio's Pizza. You know that's just the way it is. That's where you go. They've got the best stuff, and that's your pizza place, you know? I don't want to knock anybody at this point, but I'll just say we had to order pizza from a place that only allows you to do that online or through the app in Mammoth. I'm not going to say anything other than that. And it took them 45 minutes to make the pizza. It took them 15 minutes to deliver it when the app said they left with it. The person was driving all over the place. We had actually ordered it for a group of kids that were going to a dance. The kids had to leave to go to the dance before the pizza got there. The pizza was then delivered and left on the doorstop and eaten by things. So, yeah, that wouldn't have happened to Geo's. Geo's, you would have had it. It would have been there. You would have been good to go. So I support Geo's completely across the board. They're wonderful pizza. It's my favorite place to eat pizza when I'm up in, or any Italian for that matter, when I am in Mammoth. And you need to try that out yourself. So head up there. Give that a go. We are working on, should give you some updates here. We are working on dining and entertainment section, where you will get to see who's playing where, what bands are where, what bars are having what events on what nights, and also where's the best places to eat. You know, what do the locals think? You know, so if you're interested in helping me with this, just send me info@easternsiernow.com email, and or comment even on one of these. Well, you'll see them when they start to post. You'll see them. You can comment there, and we'll start sending out stuff for people. But I want to know what's your favorite. You know, if you like Geo's, write in. Hey, this is why I like Geo's. Geo's is great. And then we can use that on the app to help people see the different restaurants of what's good to go. And I'm talking about all restaurants, not just the people that I'm advertising with. So if you have any input on that, or you own a restaurant, you want to be involved in it, you see the value of being on our page and making it that simple for people to find where they want to eat, what their local menus are, what their local everything is. Just basically like a local Yelp, I suppose. Hit me up. Let me know. So that's going to be it for Monday. We are going to move on from here. And tomorrow I will check in with you guys with some more news and hopefully some new stuff that I don't even know is coming out yet. All right. That's it for the long Monday news.